Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back now into hour number two, and I'm going to try to hurry through more of your calls. Obviously, we're going to be covering the whole Benghazi situation. We're going to be breaking down what's happening with the fake fiscal cliff and all the rest of it, and the latest news on 2012 hysteria that unfortunately is starting to get pretty bad. I hope there's no mass shootings or bombings or killings or suicides by people that bought into the mainstream media globalist hype over the last 30 years. But better believe patriots will be blamed for all of it. By the way, we've now confirmed the communist Chinese government is in there, and their official People's Daily is calling for the American people to be disarmed. And that article is going up at Infowars.com very, very soon. Paul Watson's working on that. Let's talk to Nicole in Michigan. Girls searched. Tell us what happened, or are you commenting on the women that were searched?
I'm commenting on the women that were searched.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
The problem that people are not really addressing is, what if one of these women, or anybody else who's had the misfortune of being searched, were searched after someone else was searched who had an STD?
Well, number one, in no culture ever did police just pull people over and shove their hands in their body, much less to two different women. But it's done on purpose as an act of total domination and power grabbing. And the shameful Texas Rangers, and we're going to have a quick report on this with their statements with David Knight in here at the bottom of the hour, they said searches are whatever we call reasonable. And so the New York cop, according to that, who sodomized a man with a broken broom handle till he almost bled to death, that is called a reasonable search by these people. As long as they call it reasonable. I mean, I guess they could move in, you walk in, state police are in your easy chair, drinking your beer, you're like, get out of my house. Hey, this is reasonable. We're God, we're reasonable. And this is the way America is now. We're overrun by control freaks. And heaven help us. So everyone's debating, can they do this to us? Of course they can. A reasonable search is going to the judge. Will you guys print me the Fourth Amendment or bring me a citizen rule book? After the break, I'll read it for folks. This is not my opinion. The First Amendment's not my opinion. The Second, the Third, the Fourth, the Fifth. And they just tell an ignorant public, oh, no, no, no. The Fourth Amendment says we say it's reasonable to pull over your daughters and to rape them with our hands. That's what it is. I don't care what they call it. Sticking your hands in somebody. I mean, it'd be one thing if the only way you could do this search is if you pulled them over and they said, I just shoved a cyanide pill in myself. Then you could, in an emergency situation, hold them down, taser them, and try to get it out of them if you wanted to save their life. Most cops just sit there and let you die. I mean, or if someone said they just shoved an 8-ball of cocaine up their, you know, rear end, that could kill them. If someone told you, I just did this, then you could do that. There is no other place or time when you have been adjudicated as a criminal and you're going into a prison sentence. In the old times, it was maximum security. Did anal cavity searches of only the most dangerous people. Now it's your wife and daughter. A sacrament of tyranny is to be violated anally and vaginally by the government. That is the new sacrament of government power. You are being government raped because they've already raped you financially. They've already raped your privacy. They're going to rape this country, and they want to now physically rape you. Sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
I have two other comments I wanted to make real quick. First off, the true definition of apocalypse doesn't mean doom and gloom. It means enlightenment. And the other comment I wanted to make real quick, this whole thing about banning handguns because they kill
people. Stay there. I didn't give you any time. I ran over you. I'm going to come back to you. Just make your handgun point. We come back. Don't hang up. Nicole in Michigan. Boy, they're running the Gen 21 in Michigan. Aren't they paying to ship the jobs to China? we got a Mike in Florida, Ronnie in Texas, Lauren in Minnesota, and many others. Stay with us. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big, big brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some schools in the U.S. are closed today because of end-of-the-world fears. Chinese government's arrested more than 1,000 people. They claim are part of a doomsday cult. NASA says they're being flooded by phone calls and emails, believing that a 10th planet is about to smash into the Earth in the next 24 hours. I will sometime tonight do some live Skype feeds and some YouTube uploads to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for Mark's Christmas party. We're going to have our own Weldon Henson, who works with us, a popular country music individual in Central Texas, playing music for us. So we're going to transmit from there. And, of course, the mainstream media will probably call it a doomsday cult end-of-the-world meeting if they have their way. But we'll actually be rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a holly jolly day. Anyways, just amazing. Folks, it is not the end of the world, and I've tried to get that out a million times. And I knew it would happen this morning listening to talk radio locally. Oh, Alex Jones, the world's ending tomorrow. I wonder what he's going to do. I'm just like, man, that is really a jealous way to act, knowing that I've hammered the fact for years that 2012 is a fraud. I've been asked thousands of times by people off air and on air what 2012 is, and I've said on air hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, literally. Everyone knows my position forever. And it doesn't matter. I will be accused of this. This is just it's how deceptive media works. People love the trick of like, ooh, I'll get one over on Jones. I'll say that, oh, the world's going to end tomorrow. Oh, Jones is going to be discredited. I mean, it's just so weird that people think they get ahead by being deceptive. I just, it's hard enough to be truthful when you're trying to tell the truth or to get things right. I couldn't imagine just going through life making stuff up. We're going to get a special report for about 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour with David Knight in here on the latest on the Texas State Police say they will stick their hands in your body, randomly pulling you over whenever they feel like it. They say that's reasonable. So I thought right now before I got into some of the latest headlines and back to your calls, I would show TV viewers watching at InfoWarsNews.com. I thought I would simply show people the little citizen rule books that we have on video, the state police in Virginia at a checkpoint arresting a woman saying this is a terrorist document. They swear an oath to it, but they actually arrested Abby Newman for, it's in my film, Road to Tyranny. They actually arrest her at a checkpoint. When they find it, they go, that's it, take her to jail. This is illegal. And they sit there in front of the squad car discussing how the Constitution is illegal. Anyways, we also have footage of police then being taught a training seminar. This is illegal. So I will send you what they believe is illegal. Actually, they swear an oath to protect and defend this, but they're so dumb they think it's illegal. We mail one of these out with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. Not really a plug. The point is, here is the evil. And, here's the First Amendment. And it goes over all of that. And then you've got the right to bear arms, quartering of soldiers. And it simply breaks it all down what the Fourth Amendment is. In fact, let's put up the larger Fourth Amendment that you guys had earlier on screen, because I'm actually at the index. I want to go to the Fourth Amendment itself here on air. We'll just do that once we have David Knight in here in studio. I'm going to talk about the Fourth Amendment versus they say it's reasonable to stick their hands on you just because they feel like it. When the courts obviously have to then name the person, the place to be searched, why they're searching. You have to have a warrant just to touch someone's person, papers, or effects. But see, they're just gotten rid of that by criminal energy, by brainwashing themselves, by brainwashing the public. They're just dominating us and now physically violating men, women, and children with their fingers. Let's go ahead and put up the Fourth Amendment again, please. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. But the Texas Rangers say, sue the state police. We'll pull you over, we'll put our hands in your body, and we'll wear the same gloves and spread, diseases, whatever. These women didn't have any diseases, but they've got medical records that one of them got sick from the other. And they, no kidding. You put, first they go in one woman's rectum, then they go in her sexual organ, then they go to the other woman's sexual organ, then they go to the other woman's rectum. I mean, the last shot is the woman partially bent over with the other woman I mean, and you're watching this, and they're defending it. They're going to defend putting us in forced labor camps, folks. I mean, you've got to understand how much trouble we're in. I mean, look at that. Just going at it. I mean, you could see the force where it's, man, this country is just gone. But suspended with pay now because they're like, oh, you're not buying? We can put our hands in your bodies? And again, people are like, I agree, you should do cavity surgeries on the highway, but change gloves. That's how dumb the public is. And again, that is outrageous, but you're an animal to them. You're scum. You're trash. In fact, I had an article yesterday. Will you guys reprint me how they've got Correction Corps of America now in the schools searching the lockers of the kids to give them a criminal record so they have a 90% guarantee by the states to fill their new private prisons to make them money? I mean, school is a direct feeder directly to prison. Okay, I'm done ranting. I apologize. I'm ranting. Nicole, I held you over. You had a point to make about the Second Amendment. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, they're going after guns because guns can kill people. Well, I have a problem with that, not only for our rights, but Senators and presidents kill more people than private gun owners just by voting to do stuff. Why don't we outlaw them?
Well, ma'am, listen, it's all about enslaving the public. We all know that. At least we should, and I appreciate your call. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Thanks for holding or watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening since I was about 16. I'm 20 now, and I was calling about the gun control debate. My mom, the other night, she came over, and she knows I listen to you. She doesn't like that. Anyway, she came over. She's like, what do you think about Americans owning semi-automatic weapons? And I said, well, absolutely. I mean, the Second Amendment states it pretty clear. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And she's like, well, she said it's unreasonable for us to have military-style weapons. And she's like, do you think it would be, her argument was, do you think it would be okay for us to have, for a citizen to have a nuke? And I'm like, that's just ridiculous.
Well, look, here's the deal. And you can go to the FBI's own crime statistics. Very few crimes are committed with, quote, assault rifles. Goons and criminals like concealable handguns or shotguns from cars because they're not good shots on average, okay? And so the mass shooters, though, are told by the media in school drills that this Prozac head went through and all of it. The kids, they've proven the DARE program teaches kids how to use drugs. They've proven that the sex ed classes actually get people to start having sex more often and teaches people to have other forms of not traditional sex. That's what it is. Suicide education, massively. Even ABC News has done studies on this and admitted it. Death education, teaching kids how to commit suicide but not to increase suicide. So they go and teach kids about mass shooters all day, and then mentally ill people grow up thinking, I go get an assault rifle because that's who you do a mass murder with, and then I come kill people. And that's basically how this works. And once they get the semi-autos, then they go after, you can sit there with a six shooter with a speed loader and do the same thing. You can sit there with 10 round clips all day and just keep reloading. It's totally made up. And they're exploiting this. They're using this because they're criminals. And so I don't know what else to say to people. The Second Amendment is about military power being in the hands of the people, just like the juries, the grand juries, the voting. We're the government. We're the bosses. Same thing in Switzerland. In fact, I did find in the Citizen Rulebook the Fourth Amendment. But let me read the Second Amendment here, if we can document, Cam, this terrorist document, according to the globalist, for everybody out there. Yeah, just same spot. Just right here. Thanks. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered. Oh, well, they're all over our country now. That's posse comitatus, basically, part one. Here's part two. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay, so there you go. And then they define what the militia is. It's the whole of the population. And then it goes on here. Let me read the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Their persons and papers and effects. How about your sexual organ? Is that, that's not covered. State police say they're going to put some fingers in there. Against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by other affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And I mean, I'm going to say this. Anybody who's married, I don't want to get into things with my wife. I want to hold the caller. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just wanted to know if I could send you an email. There's a meme online that I thought was really funny, and it's got a baby looking weird, and it says, so making guns illegal will take them off the street. Maybe we should make heroin and meth legal, too. And it's really funny. I thought you'd like it.
Yes, sir. Please send it to InfoWars, showtips at InfoWars.com.
All right, no problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. How did you get turned on to the show?
Well, I actually started learning about the Federal Reserve through my uncle, and I watched a few documentaries, and I knew a lot about 9/11 before, but after watching Road to Tyranny, I mean, I've watched every documentary from you.
So you've seen him arrest the woman for the Citizen Rulebook. You've seen that video.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. I actually just beat a case for illegal search and seizure. I was right down the street from my house, and a cop stopped me for no reason, and search me. I didn't get
absolutely. We have to enforce our rights or lose it. My point about women is, even if a woman's your wife, you don't touch in places unless they're in the mood.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, Alex Jones here. We're going to continue with your calls until Bob Barr joins us. Then after he leaves us, continue with calls and news today. And who knows? I mean, if there's some kind of mass suicide or mass shooting, if it's midnight tonight, I'll come down here and be on air. I pray there's no bedlam. If there's bedlam tomorrow, it's supposed to end of the world garbage. We'll broadcast, you know, for 24 hours straight. And you know, if a big comet is coming to kill us, which I don't think is happening, we will be on air for that as well, obviously, with the audio and video streams at InfoWars.com. And your local AM and FM stations are welcome if we're doing special reports to grab those and carry that as well. I'm going to talk about this new thing where you get you get raped, and that's what they're charging in a lawsuit on the side of the highway now in Texas and other states. I mean, I mean, if a cop says, get out of your car, I'm going to stick my hand up your rear end. I mean, I just can't put up with it. I mean, having a wife, there's something called, foreplay in all mammals. They don't just jump on each other. And now the government's going to stick their hand in you and wear the same glove and go around to other people. And the state police say, this is good. I said I'd cover it after the break. It's freaking me out. These people it's a power cult of nuts. It's just despicably evil, despicably evil. There's no end to it. They're like, oh, it's a big deal. I heard a talk show host this morning. Let the TSA do it. Let the cops do it. You know what? They're trying to keep us safe. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine going in Nazi Germany? They pulled women off trains and put their hands in them. You'd be like, those dirty Nazis. The Nazis didn't do that. They waited until they got you to a quiet death camp. They'd never do that out in public. Man, this country is just gone if we don't wake up. I mean, it is gone. Lauren in Minnesota, you're on the air on the shootings. Welcome.
Alex, I agree that this Mayan garbage is part of a larger psyop. But I wanted to ask Paul if he's listening or any of the other writers to follow up on that FNAPT story. This guy, I followed the links on that story that Paul wrote. This guy, this Jonathan character, he was released from a federal medical center. This guy, and I agree.
Well, see, sir, we don't screen calls. The reason they do is people not just call in who are incoherent. They call in people like you who are like bringing up an incredibly complex inside baseball story where you'd have to go read Paul Watson's article about FANUP hoax helps distract from mass shooters being on drugs. I think it's the exact headline. And then the whole background of why did New York Magazine. Now, New York Daily News ran with the fact that the guy's uncle said he was on this FANUP antipsychotic that is a real drug and can make you go do horrible things. And then we noticed it was pulled everywhere. We couldn't find out. And Paul linked it to somebody. Yeah, connected to government, but who'd been in jail. But see, it's a big ball of wax rabbit trail. It would take an hour to even try to describe any of this to people. Can you put it in a nutshell for people, what you're getting at?
Okay. A Breitbart story recently said that this guy was that the police had said this guy was not on meds, and there's a suspicious death with Breitbart as well. And also, and they're asking, why then, if he wasn't on meds, then why wasn't he on meds? So this is a bigger story.
He was under psychiatric continual care. He was obviously hopped up on a bunch of drugs. They don't want that blamed, though, because they know that's what's really doing it. So they're doing everything they can to suppress that. I'll bet my right arm he was on multiple psychotropics. Okay, the guy looked like he was from Mars or something. Textbook Fruit Loop. And then mommy gives him all these guns. The antipsychotic prescribed to Adam Lanza has a troubled history all its own. Yeah, that's Business Insider. And it links to New York Magazine that links to New York Daily News. So we ran with it. And I called, Watson actually called me up after we posted somebody else's article about it and said, it's not accurate, Alex. So we pulled it within 1 hour. Other people have not pulled it. They're just going with it. And it's just what are you getting at here?
It's everywhere. Why is this shady Jonathan character showing up at all these shootings? And if the police are covering up something here, what meds was he on, and what does this have to do with
Well, sir, listen, this thing, they've changed the stories about 50 times. The whole thing stinks. It looks like they've got actors out there. What about this? I appreciate your call. What about this article right here? Obama meets with influential progressive media on fiscal cliff a week before the Sandy situation. That's Politico. You know, having little secret meetings with these guys. This is very, very suspicious. I got some other breaking news. When we come back from break, a big stack of it, and then we're going to have some comments from our own reporter, David Knight, on the situation of, look, folks, even if your wife is a really wonderful lady who's really into you, all men who are married have probably when they're, you know, your wife's sitting there cooking dinner or something, grabbed on them and they get mad sometimes. Okay, husbands aren't supposed to grab on their wives unless it's invited. Can you imagine cops doing this to your wife?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. By calling 888-253-3139.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Wake up to how hardcore it is and out of control. I've got to be honest, few things have freaked me out as bad as the video that we covered yesterday and then have been covering in the last hour and a half, because I've seen the court cases and I've seen some other videos out of squad cars that aren't as clear in Tennessee, in Florida, in New York, in Arizona, in California, where even male officers go in the pants of women. In this case, you've got two women. Angel Dobbs, 38, and the niece, Ashley Dobbs, 24, pulled over by State Highway Patrol near Irving, Texas, where I'm from, Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, you know, I get pulled over by troopers a couple times a year. They're everywhere. And it's always something, you know, you cross this line, you're going 5 miles over the speed limit, they're just everywhere. And I got pulled over last week by a trooper, and I said, you don't arrest illegal aliens even for drunk driving or for speeding. And he goes, nope, I don't like it, but the judges let them go. But you've been told I'm open season. It's like, yep. So the point is they're hiring robots. where you will let illegal aliens go, and this is nationwide, but then when they pull your mother, your daughter over, quote, routine traffic stop. And what's crazy is, first, the captain defended it. This happened months ago. Now the lawsuit's happened, so we've gotten the video as part of discovery. And then the head of the Texas State Police has defended it. He's being sued. And the Texas Rangers said, we find the search reasonable. Now, that's a mind game to say we find it reasonable. We say we pull a woman over for flicking a cigarette out her window, which is stupid. That's reckless. Give somebody a ticket. That's crazy. I still see that all the time. Even in dry times, these idiots, you know, like it's the old days, you know, throwing their cigarettes out the window. So they pull them over for that and say, we're going to search your vehicle. No discussion of probable cause, of reasonable suspicion, you know, nothing. Then they say, okay, I'm going to go in your pants. Boom. And ladies and gentlemen, by the end, I mean, you could see the woman with force shoving her hand with power. And let me tell you, there's no way I wouldn't have gotten combative. And they probably would have killed me. Because, I don't want to get into sexual stuff, but I'm a married man with three children. You know, sex is an intimate thing, and it's not just with my wife, it's with me. If I'm not in the mood for something, I don't like people touching me. I'm talking about my wife, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure anybody who's married, let's just get down to brass tacks here. This is not Dr. Dolores Lessinger, but we never talk about sex on my show, but we're talking about police now doing sexual things. You ever have a bunch of stuff on your mind about business, about life, about what's going on, family stuff, and your wife comes over and starts rubbing on you, and you're like, hey, honey, I'm not in the mood? I know I've done that. I'm just going to be honest about this. My wife before, I've been in a frisky mood. She's sitting there cooking dinner. She'd always be like that, walk over, kind of squeeze on her. She's like, nah. I mean, I've even been slapped a little. Not really meanly, but hey, it's all right. It's like a reflex. You do that with these police, they'll kill you deader than a hammer. They'll kill you deader than a hammer. There's cases where some 84-year-old in Florida, World War II, that I was watching this newscast this morning, the officer was towing his car. He said, oh, please don't do that. Witnesses said, put his hand on his arm, body slammed him. Some UFC guy broke his neck, and the police said, yeah, that's good. So the point is, you better know, folks, they want to kill people. A lot of cops now get off on this. They're into a culture of violence, and there's been a lot of cases of police pulling over women that come out of topless bars and demanding service on them, or they'll give them a DWI. That's happened in Austin. We are already deeply into an incredible police state, and I just cannot imagine the police saying, bend over, and then putting their hand in your body, and then going, if you were a woman, with the same hand and going in the front, and then going to another woman on tape. I mean, I've worked in large animal vet stuff. You change gloves when you palpate one cow. Yes, folks, I never really got good at it, so I didn't do it a lot, but I'd go out, they were checking to see if cows were pregnant. You know, they put a big, long glove on, boom, you're going in there to check and see if they're pregnant. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, and believe me, the cows don't like it. Ladies and gentlemen, you change gloves on an animal. Okay? You know, the vet sat there every time, boom, changed the glove, put another big, you know, thin cellophane glove on to see if they're pregnant, to see if the artificial insemination have been working at these big facilities, but that's a side issue. The reason I'm going over all this, and Bob Barr's coming up, and David Knight's here with us in studio, is this is the most serious violation you can have. This is sexual assault. And I, quite frankly, am shocked that they're doing this and now going, no, this is routine, and the state police are saying, get ready. So you either have a revolution over this or you leave. Because let me tell you, folks, I mean, imagine, again, if they said Nazi Germany, they were doing something like this, and it's all over their stupid, phony drug war. The government ships in the majority of the drugs. The big banks launder it publicly. Then they hope your kids end up using them so they can put you in a private prison. Now, David Knight has gone over this, read over this, and we're also going to go over the Fourth Amendment here for people. But what do you think of the Texas Rangers? You have their quotes there, because they're supposedly oversee the state police. They're like, you know, Batman, the state police, or Robin. You know, they're the state investigative force over law enforcement. What do you make of their statement that we think this is reasonable, and as long as we say it's reasonable, it means it's reasonable, when the real definition of a reasonable search is something entirely different?
Well, their spokesperson is trying to walk that back a little bit. Now, this happened all the way back in July. Here we are 5 months later, and this is coming to light, as you said, because discovering the lawsuit. But the spokesperson, Catherine Sessinger, said all troopers are obligated to act reasonably so as to comply with the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution as well as the Texas Constitution. Now, who could think that that was reasonable under any circumstances? And the problem is that the Constitution gives us a very objective standard for what is reasonable. And what the Supreme Court has done is to give us a subjective standard, right? The Constitution said that you'll be protected against unreasonable searches in your person, especially the first thing that they mentioned, because this had happened to them with British soldiers. You know, Piers Morgan's ancestors had been doing this to people, right? So they'd moved into their houses. We got a constitutional amendment saying, you know, troops can't move into your houses.
Or have a standing army domestically.
Right. So they had seen the same types of things that we're seeing now. And that's why these things are in the Constitution.
They violated women.
Right, right. So they gave us an objective standard. They said it'll not be, you know, a reasonable search is one where you are specific about what you're looking for. You think you're going to find a crime, and you go before a judge, make a case, and a judge agrees, and then you're allowed to do it.
They should have hauled her into jail if they thought they had proof, gone before the judge, and then if they weren't right, they'd have been liable.
That's right. But what happened is that our Supreme Court thinks that they can amend the Constitution. They act as if they can, and they've given us two standards. They say a reasonable search is one where did the person actually expect some degree of privacy? Well, I think the woman would expect some degree of privacy. She said, basically, they said, well, we're going to search you. She had no idea it was going to be a search like that. But then they also say, is a person's expectation objectively reasonable? In other words, one that society is willing to recognize. Now, when you do that, what you've created is a sliding scale that is based on society's moral compass, which we see is being changed all the time by the media, by the movies that we watch, and by, you know, just what's happening in society. So now you've divorced everything from, you know, this standard where I think a crime is being committed. They make the case before a judge, and judge says that's okay. Now it's just about, well, what will society accept? And we can accept this.
And this is really unlimited what they're pushing. I got pulled over by state police about 5 years ago. I'm 37 going down to the beach with my children. This is when my wife was pregnant with our third child. We only had two children then. The children were asleep. It was about 8 o'clock at night. And the state police came over and were looking at us like we were murderers. And they were wanting to get in to our children's car seats. And I said, listen here. I said, you're acting like wolves. I said, I don't like how you're looking at me. You know I don't have any warrants out. You know, they pulled me over 6 miles over the speed limit. I said, listen, you got green stinking teeth. And I said, I promise you this. I am going to sue you, and I will make your life a living hell. You give me the ticket, and you get off my back right now, and you get that witch away from me. Because I know criminals when I see them. Mm-hmm. And these people were like scum. It was a man and woman, two of them. And I mean, my ins, because usually state police pull you over. They're nice, you know, Dudley Do-Right, just out revenue generating. Most state police have actually been nice in my experience. But when these people came up, I looked in their eyes, and I mean, they were evil. And, you know, the problem is you've got predators that want these jobs, that crave power, and who aren't normal people. And who look at TSA, how many of them are pedophiles and abusers and all of this. I mean, it's every day they're getting arrested for pedophilia or raping women in parking lots or, you know, robbing people. And you know, and one TSA whistleblower said, oh, the average person steals like hundreds of thousands a year. And everybody I know has been robbed by the TSA. I've been robbed of a Tiffany baby rattle. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Pachenik's had his sleeping pills robbed. I mean, they rob. Everyone I know has been robbed by the TSA.
My brother-in-law had his video camera stolen out of his bag.
Yeah, so, I mean, I mean, this is just a criminal force that is coming up against us, and they're protecting the criminals and promoting them. Mm-hmm. As you said, first they said this was reasonable. That's why they're having to sue. Now they're walking it back because of the outrage. But I got to be honest, man. I am actually now scared, and not scared in the way of I'm scared of the police. I'm scared of myself because this enters a whole other dimension with daughters and people. I mean, I don't know about living in this country with my children, but there's nowhere to run is the problem when they're going to grow up and be raped by police.
Right. My son, we went to see Red Dawn. And, of course, the hallmark of tyranny imposed on the people is the roadside block where they inspect everybody. But they weren't going in people's pants. They weren't doing the TSA type of stuff. And my son said, you know, the North Koreans treat them better than our TSA treats people. You know, it's hard to get scared in a movie when, you know, they can't recreate the same kind of tyranny that we see in real life.
And see, exactly. But in North Korea, they don't have to go in your pants because they want to just disappear you. It happens. Mm-hmm. The problem here is, as I've said, it's a paradox. The old republic's still there to extent, shot up, rotting, falling apart, but it's quite a wreckage. It's like a mountain range, mm-hmm. okay? And we breathe life into it. And the phoenix is kind of getting up. It's starting to flame on. If we just get it going, see, people die. Republics can be reborn. But we have to admit it's pretty much dead and resuscitate it with the shock paddles. But if we won't admit it's dead and get the shock paddles out, I mean, we're flatlining right now. Mm-hmm. On every level, we've gone into the flatline. And if we don't admit that and ask for God to strike us with that lightning of liberty to wake us up, we're dead. Yeah. And then it is evacuation time or revolution time. And more people are talking like that, prominent people, I mean, who know history. This isn't a game. But just to look at how they've hired police that will follow any order, who have low IQs, who will do things like this, it is so frightening. But there's a total tyranny. If you look at the parallel tyranny, it's the worst the world's ever seen. The worst spying, the worst control, the worst weaponization. Hitler tortured people, but they didn't admit it. Mm-hmm. They come out and go, yeah, we sexually torture people. We torture their kids. And the media's like, well, that's how you get tough. I mean, it's if they're able to fully capsize liberty and then flip in this pure evil, it's going to be something like the world's never seen. So what's your take on my statement of these two rails, this paradox?
Yeah, well, you know, I talked to David Simpson here. He's a state representative who's introduced a bill to rein in the TSA.
He introduced the one last time.
Right, right. And he's focusing on these sexual assault issues, especially now. This one has also added another clause that protects children from being separated from their parents because of what happened to an autistic boy. But, you know, while the TSA is doing this, and actually, you know, whether it's by training or by imitation or by design, now the state Highway Patrol is doing this to people. I mean, we need to have some it's not just enough to protect us from the TSA. This is getting pervasive throughout all law enforcement. And if we don't stop it with the TSA, if we don't stop it with local law enforcement, it is going to be pervasive with everybody. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just amazing to me that people would stand for this. People are going to have to stand up. They're going to have to take their rights back first as jurors. And we're also going to have to put a lot of pressure on some state representatives because they're not as corrupt as the federal representatives. And we've got some good people in state.
Well, they unanimously, after Simpson brought it forward, passed it in the House. The Senate had all the votes. But David Dewhurst came out and killed it.
Yeah.
And the Fed said we will have an armed blockade with F-16s. And it was reported by the Dallas Morning News like, well, the Feds threatened blockade with the Air Force. Mm-hmm. Not a embargo? I say call that bluff.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, why did the House do this? They're all flying. And I had a whole bunch of state reps and senators on where they would describe their wives, their daughters. Well, one state rep had his daughter disrobed. They've had cases in Texas where the TSA then asked the women for dates. These are such pervs mm-hmm. that they've settled where on video they pull the woman's bra off and are going, you are hot. And three men get around her and ask her for dates. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how stupid they are, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to be really dumb to be around body scanners all day that are admittedly giving them cancers.
That's right.
These are guys that are willing to die.
Yeah.
Willing to die to be able to grope people.
Mm-hmm.
So they are. Well, this is what every tyranny's done. It creates a subgroup of goons that are outside law that are just federally licensed, and then the other police convert to them as the standard. I mean, how many times have I talked about, listen, the TSA is now certifying. They're the, quote, inspectors over the police at these highway checkpoints.
Absolutely.
So their standards are now what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, whether it's by fiat or whether they're just training the people. Well, hopefully something's going to change with it because David Simpson is really committed to this, and there are a few people with backbone that are going to fight this. Talked to a representative in Michigan who just came up with an anti-NDAA bill that passed unanimously in the Michigan House there. So at the state level, there are some good, honest men with backbone and women, and hopefully we'll have enough of them. But, you know, what he said, the guy in Michigan said, he couldn't propose an NDAA bill that was actually going to prohibit and interpose against the feds. What he was going to do was keep the state from assisting them, as we're talking about, you know.
Yeah, and they've done that in 800 cities for illegal aliens illegally.
Mm-hmm.
But the states could ignore the tyranny legally on the constitutional grounds. Because
mm-hmm.
the feds are only supposed to protect the borders, coin the money, and have a navy. They do everything they're not supposed to do, though.
Right. Right.
You know, my issue is, what do you think you do if you're there with your wife and your children and they get you out on the side of the highway and it's not up to search your vehicle and they go, okay, I'm going to stick my hands down your pants now. Or they don't even tell you. They'll kill you is the thing. Right. I guess you let them rape you or they'll kill you.
That's right. Well, part of it is, one of the other things that's disturbing is how they're using these tasers as electronic whips to get everybody into submission. And that's what would wind up. They would wind up tasering you.
Well, no, they admit that. Yeah. And if you resist that, they kill you.
Yeah.
They say, no, it's pain compliance.
Yeah.
Torture's here in America.
Absolutely.
Man, I tell you, people think being subservient will make things go easier on them. That's not the American spirit. We have lost the American spirit. Can you imagine if the founders were told, because not even the Redcoats did. They had Redcoats that did abuse some women, and they would always end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine the founders, if they had a crystal ball or looking down from heaven, if they could see women with people shoving. I mean, you see that woman at one point just right into her body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is off the charts. I mean, there's no way I would involuntarily strike back. And that's terrorism now.
Right. And that's what's surprising about it, is that behavior is like the response we get from the highway patrol is, well, we're going to have to look at this to see if it was reasonable under the circumstances. We're going to have to look at this to see. And the Supreme Court says, does society think that that's reasonable? Well, they're conditioning us to think that anything is reasonable. You know, once we get on this subjective standard and saying, well, whatever society thinks is reasonable is reasonable. No, what's reasonable is that you follow the Constitution, which has a very...
Great job, David Knight. Look at the pediatric, big bioethics board that came out and said, kill children up to age 3 if society says it's reasonable. It's this new thing of, well, it's a democracy.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
That have taken over the United States, globalists, they bragged about it. They brag in the global credit rate rating agencies saying, hey, don't worry, the American people, the European people, they will do anything we say. We're going to authoritarianism. That's part of the financial prospectuses I've heard on Bloomberg Radio. I've read in the Financial Times of London. Here's an example. And now for world government. Their foreign editor wrote an article about that a few years ago. That's the headline. And he says, yeah, we're authoritarian. We operate in secret. And now we're taking over. We're going to take your freedom. We're authoritarians. And we're going to take over. And the average cop is just like the average person in the public. They're a cross-section. They're either really smart and patriotic and they know what's going on, or they're idiots. The problem is the people above them get more and more progressively criminal and power-hungry because the global controllers will bring up the bad guys. This happens. This is how a tyranny happens. And let me tell you something. That's why now, especially, you know, here in Texas, when one of these guys pulls me over, I mean, this is the most dangerous encounter of your life. The most dangerous thing you face in many areas of this country is the police. And God help us. Because they are telling them, hey, you can do whatever you want to people. And some of the police aren't evil, but it doesn't matter. It's like Russian roulette. I don't even know what to say at this point. And now the system wants our guns. I mean, I ought to open the phones up after Bob Barr leaves for police out there that have seen this video. I mean, reasonable would be if you saw somebody cram something down their pants and then you can see a bulge and you just arrest them. And then when you take them in, you find out what it is or whatever. It's not reasonable. But see, it's all about how we're criminals. It's all about how we're bad. And then it's all about drugs that are brought in by the globalist on record. I mean, it's just, that's why when cops ask me, you got any drugs? I'm just like, man, I don't use government products. I don't use prescription drugs. I might take a Tylenol if I got a headache. Do I look like I use drugs, buddy boy? Well, mind if I search? Mind if I search your vehicle? Time before last, I got pulled by the state police. He was asking that. What is that you got there? Well, if you don't know, a bottled water. He goes, well, what is it? Can I see it? And I go, you can see what it is right there. It's a Topo Chico. What's that? And I go, buddy, they're sold in every store around here. It's mineral water. It's Mexican mineral water. You ever seen a beer bottle looks like this? You ever seen beer that's clear? It was almost full. I just bought it at a gas station. But see, it's this game where you're the bad guy, they're the good guy. No, you're the bad guy. You work for a criminal government that puts cancer viruses in vaccines. And my forebears said don't trust the government. And you know what? We trusted it, and we got a bad one now. And all you people that work for the system, you think you're on the winning team? Folks, you're being murdered by the GMO, by the fluoride, by all of it. I'm informed, you're not. If you don't know we're telling the truth, if you don't already know this information, see, if you already know this information, you work for the government, then you know I'm telling the truth, you know we're in trouble. Our problem is people out there that don't know what's going on. I got Congressman Bob Barr coming up. Let's jam in one call before we go to break. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. You're on the air, Robert, real fast. Go ahead.
Morgan.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I sure do.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Jan Morgan?
No.
Oh, okay. She's down in College Station. She's got a couple of articles out. She's a big gun fan. And I was hoping you'd heard of her. She'd be good to have on your show.
I agree with you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add? Because I'll hold you until after Bob Barr's on. I always seem to go to calls at the wrong time. If you want to hold over?
Hold me over. That'd be great.
Okay, because I mean, I'm sure you have some other point you want to make. And I'm just irritated. I make callers wait for 30 minutes when I go to them, and they're not instantly there. I get angry. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfowarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at InfowarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.